This is Market You First.
Market You First.
It's time to learn to sell what you bring to the table, not what you're selling. This is Market You First. This is your host, Wes Wyatt.
All right, everybody, it's Wes Wyatt, and today on the Market You First podcast, we're going to be talking about the psychology behind sales funnels. So have you ever been shopping online and before you know it, you bought something that you weren't even looking for? That is the sales funnel psychology in action. So today I'm going to show you how to use it ethically in your business. Here are three key psychological triggers that are going to help make those sales funnels work for you. So first is the principle of reciprocity. So when you give value first, maybe through a helpful free guide, a video, a post, advice, whatever it may be, people are going to naturally want to give back. So this is why lead magnets work so well. Try offering something valuable that solves a specific problem for your ideal customer, and you're going to find that you're able to get their kind of buy-in. Second, social proof. We must trust what others say more than what businesses claim. Okay, so this is why testimonials and reviews are so powerful. Start collecting feedback from your satisfied customers and showcase their success stories. People are going to look at that and have a feeling that, okay, they're good, I could be good. So third, scarcity. Limited time offers work because they're wired to avoid missing out. It's that FOMO, fear of missing out, okay? But here's the key. Your scarcity must be genuine, not false urgency. And you know, you don't want to go through and damage trust permanently. So make sure that you, kind of position those right. And I'm going to give you a very quick example. Let's say a client started gardening and they were doing a consulting business. They created a free guide about common gardening mistakes, which led to a paid workshop. And then finally to a premium consulting package. By understanding these psychological principles, they're essentially going to triple their conversion rate. Okay, so here is your action for today. What I want you to do is look at your current sales process. Where can you add one of these psychological triggers? Okay, start small, maybe add a testimonial to your website, create a helpful free resource or something, but it's going to be the thing that is going to really help you. So do me a favor. If you found today's info helpful, don't forget to like, share, comment, and subscribe. Do me a favor, go to WesWyatt.com, scroll down, you'll see a place to put in your name, your email address. I'll get you on my mailing list. You can get additional resources. You'll get information on these podcasts and much, much more. And if you have questions, go to the thought bubble at the bottom of WesWyatt.com. On the bottom right, you're going to see that little thought bubble. That's my chat feature. I do not monitor that live, but I'll get back to you very quick. And then last but certainly not least, go to WesWyatt.com/disclaimer for important context regarding this, all my podcast posts, and pretty much everything I cover. So until next time, thank you for joining me on another episode of the Market You First podcast. And until I talk to you next time, have a dynamite day.
You've been listening to the Market You First podcast. You are the most important thing you can sell. We hope you've gotten some useful and practical information from the show. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. And we'll be back soon. But to find the show notes and everything about the Market You First podcast, visit MarketYouFirst.com. On behalf of your host, Wes Wyatt, and the whole Market You First team, have a dynamite day.